The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There's an amazing story that tells us about the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur, the power of davening with a minyan. There was a sofer, a scribe. His name was Doron, and he lived in Arad, about an hour and a half drive from Bnei Brak. About 10 years ago, he accepted upon himself to only daven with a minyan. He made a deal with Hashem about something or other, and he always made sure to daven with the minyan, because Hashem, of course, had come through on his end, and he wanted to make sure to come through on his own end. Well, one night, he was very, very behind in terms of all of his safras work, mezuzahs, tefillin, and he decided he's going to work a few hours straight, he'll catch the later minyan. But by the time he was done, he realized, much to his chagrin, that he missed the last minyan in all of Arad and that region. You can't necessarily get a minyan that late, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and he had no minyan. He made a cheshbon that if he travels to Bnei Brak, an hour and a half drive, he won't get there till 2:30, where hopefully he would get the last minyan. He wouldn't get back home till 4:15 in the morning. But you know what? He felt it was worth it. He left his office, he locked up, he decided he would come back perhaps later to finish up, maybe pull an all-nighter. And he got in his car, his Honda Accent, and he traveled all the way to Bnei Brak. He got there at 2:22 in the morning. One minyan was just ending, and the 2:30 was about to begin. He davened Ma'ariv, really a very, very good Ma'ariv. After all, he had put in quite an effort to get there. And he got back in his car at about 10 to 3, and he started to travel, when a half hour later, the phone rang. He was very, very startled. Phone ringing? At 3:20, 3:30 in the morning? Well, he picked up the phone, and a very official-sounding voice on the other end said, "Is this Doron?" He says, "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, I guess you're not in your office right now." He says, "Why?" He says, "Meet me there as soon as you arrive. I'm from the security in Eretz Yisrael, and I have to meet with you." He didn't know what could possibly be wrong. He pulled up, but well before he did, at about 4:10 in the morning, he saw lights flashing. He heard sirens blaring. He saw about 20 plainclothes policemen's cars parked at all different types of angles. And then his eyes locked on his office. A Grad missile had a direct hit on his office. Had he been sitting there? Well, had he been sitting there, he would have been no longer. His entire office was destroyed. It hit where he would have been sitting. And he couldn't help but to think, one minion had saved his life.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.